Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's payroll checks, government checks, insurance checks, out-of-town checks, and those hard-to-cash checks. Advance Financial will cash your check when no one else will. We always say yes, and no check is too big. $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. Any check, any amount. Visit one of our 24/7 locations or online at af247.com to get the cash you need today. Advance Financial. Welcome.
I'm on Dead Man's Bend at midnight when my gas light pops on. I see a gas station ahead. Just my luck. Or is it? I walk in. The attendant lifts a bony finger towards me and croaks, "You want a Halloween jumbo box?" I whisper it, terrified, "No." And as I leave, he asks the lady behind me. She says, "Okay." And then...
she wants $75,000!
Scare up some cash with the Halloween jumbo box instant game. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, head-raising fun. Please play responsibly.
One, two, it's coming for you. Three, four, you could win much more. Five, six, on a scratch ticket. Seven, eight, it's not too late. The new haunted Jumbo Bucks instant game. With a top prize of $75,000, it's a terrifyingly great way to celebrate Halloween. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just remember to play responsibly. 9:10, time to play again.
Data message rates apply. National contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
Tango is the cash word. Text TANGO, T-A-N-G-O, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. You have up until 2 o'clock to do it. So grab your cell phone as you're listening here and text the word TANGO, as in it takes two to tango, T-A-N-G-O. Text TANGO to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Good luck. See if we can get a local winner here. We got another code word coming up at 2 o'clock. Text TANGO to 72881.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Auto Sales, if you're looking for a new vehicle, that's where you need to go. They got them all out there on the lot. They got large SUVs, they got small SUVs, they got compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans, whatever it is you need, they got you covered out there on the lot. Prices starting at just $29.90. They got one of the widest selections in the Mid-South. They got one of the best teams in the Mid-South. Car buying and the car buying experience should be fun. It should be a good time. It always is down at Landers. If you get down there, they don't happen to have what you want in stock, don't worry. Let them know. They're going to go find it for you. And you can be as specific as possible. They're located in South Haven on Goodman Road, or you can check them out on the web, LandersMemphis.com. All right, so Anthony Sain is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about the Memphis Grizzlies. Have you gotten any resolution at all, though, just before we move on your ticket situation?
Well, I'm going to call this gentleman who's kind enough to give me the note that says...
Okay, you're going to call him.
But again, I don't want to... Not looking for extra here, John. I want to make it be a little uncomfortable, but I appreciate that people trying to set it right for me, man. No question about it. Yeah, I've tried to get down there and see R.J. Hampton and John Morant and Jaren Jackson and this young Grizzlies team. See Grayson Allen continue to pour it in. And, yeah, we were out front on the... We were out front on the, you know, couldn't get in.
So to your knowledge right now, Faith has not made that call?
I told Faith to back off because of the...
What?
Because of this...
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, don't know if he's a representative, though.
That's what you led me to believe?
I don't... All I know is that he called and left his name and number.
I mean, you led me to believe that is a representative of you of Ticketmaster's.
I don't
led
know.
Me to, that's why I told the dogs. I called off the dogs.
The front desk woman told me that. I didn't talk to him.
Her name is Jennifer. Jennifer.
I'm sorry.
The front desk woman.
Dear
Did you
God
see how we both
heaven.
Jumped on you at the same time about that?
Jennifer, the receptionist.
My goodness.
She's a person who we work with every day.
Stop. I mean, I'm sorry. Jennifer told me.
What I tell you about that star, Brad, that one on John's he wears every day, says special.
Special. Special.
He's special.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry.
Yes, John, we were trying to talk about some Memphis Grizzlies, and I was trying to see it, and I've called Faith off because you've misled me. Hopefully this gentleman, Michael,
I have not done anything of the sort. Jennifer told me that that man called you and said to call him. That's all I know. I wasn't on the other end of that phone.
We're back.
I apologize to Jennifer for calling her front desk.
It's funny you mentioned that because she called you that blonde guy that walks through all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get upset about it.
She actually knows your name.
The special one.
The special kid.
I'm not going to get offended. Like, I promise I'm not going to get offended.
Oh, no, that's hard to do.
But at any rate, yes, the Memphis Grizzlies played a game last night. Jason was outside.
It's all right. It's okay. I got all the stats right here. I saw the highlights. I saw Jaren Jackson. He's gotten me 17 rebounds in two games. We said he had to do that. Looks like it's coming pretty natural for him, too. Doesn't look like it's coming outside the box or anything else. Want to see that, too, when JB's in the lineup. We'll get there. Because again, you're going to start playing some real NBA teams here come Monday. Loved that Grayson Allen keeps filling up, sort of just doing that job of being a scorer off the bench. And then Ja Morant, man, I'll tell you what. Offensively, we haven't really seen him explode yet. There's no question about it. But from a setting up his teammate standpoint, just that part of his game, right?
Yeah.
You just watch that part of his game, and it's almost like watching a shooting guard score. You can get that caught up in it, right? Just him setting up teammates, getting it in their spots. He's been that good doing it. We said his vision, his passing ability, all the experts we talked to, the Gavonis of the world, all said elite.
Yeah.
And you've seen that already in the first two games, 17 assists in the first two games. It stands out like a sore thumb.
Well, he had that play last night, right, where he had that no-look pass. Mm-hmm. To, I think it was Dylan in the corner maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And he just combines a lot of, like, you know, elements of different guys' games. You know, he's got, like, the maybe not quite the explosiveness, but, like, the same sort of, like, recklessness at the rim as Russell Westbrook, right, on some level. Maybe, again, not to the nth degree.
Because of the body.
But you're right. But he still sort of has that ability to get to the rim.
We've seen that.
He's got the passing ability of, you know, Jason Williams, right? Like, he's got that a little bit.
And it can get a little fancy, but it's usually the right pass. That's the thing about it. It's the right pass. The guy's wide open, and, you know, that's the draw of him. As a passer, he is elite level. There's no question about it.
You don't want to go crazy, right? Because this isn't even this is a Australian team, right? And they start a guy who just turned 18 years old, you know, in RJ Hampton.
Sure.
So he's supposed to be in high school right now. So it's like you really shouldn't go too crazy with it.
He looks it too, by the way.
Oh, no, I mean and I think when we asked Rod about that yesterday, like he knew the deal, you know, like this is an NBA team. You know, this is a professional team. These guys have been in the league in some cases for multiple years.
Mm-hmm.
RJ's, and I think that's fair. Like, most 17, 18-year-olds are going to look like that against NBA teams. Like, I think it would be more of a story if RJ came out and scored 30, you know what I mean, than it is that he scored 2.
You tell me this. Grayson Allen, 6 of 12 from 3 in two games and back-to-back games. Now, that's combined. Was Chandler ever that good in back-to-back games, preseason or regular season?
No, not at all.
Just in terms of just being a shooter, ever go, you know, 6 of 12 over a two-game stretch?
No, I mean, I don't know why you're comparing him to him.
Why wouldn't I?
Why would you?
Well, she's a shooter.
Well, first of all, you called him a she.
No, I didn't. I said he's a shooter.
Oh.
Okay.
I thought you said she's a shooter.
Of course I wouldn't call him a she. I said he's a shooter, Johnny. Absolutely is. No, it's not. They're completely different players. I'm not saying that at all. But what I'm saying, one was brought here to knock those down.
Yeah.
With Grayson Allen, part of his staying on the floor will be knocking down these open shots. And so from that standpoint, yes, I compared their shooting efficiency
from
outside.
One of them was paid $94 million to come here.
I realize that.
You know?
And this one's a lot more low risk.
No doubt.
That's why I like what I'm seeing.
And that frames the way we view it too, right? Like, If Grayson Allen had a $65 million contract, you know, we would obviously have it. But no, I to your point, he has looked good. Like, he has looked like he's going to be a good rotation piece for this team.
And a nice little dunk. He goes the going to the hole part's never been the weakness. He's actually been strong. It's the knocking down the shot consistently, and more importantly than even the shot, and I think he said it to David Cobb in his story with the commercial appeal, is defending every night. Because, again, guys come at him.
Yeah.
Guys go at his throat every night long because it's Grayson Allen. It's the guy that, you know, the tripper from Duke, pretty much how guys in the NBA look at him until he proves otherwise.
Yep.
And so they go at his neck, and it's always, can you stay in front of guys?
No doubt.
For the most part, solid, but it is still a work in progress. Still a work in progress. And, again, let's see it against NBA teams. This is Maccabi and with all due respect, the New Zealand Breakers.
I enjoyed our conversation with Grayson Allen for Media Day. You know, like I enjoyed.
Well, he gets it. What the part that you admire, at least, or at least can respect, maybe admire too strong a word at this point until he's proven more, but that he knows it, right?
Yeah.
He knows what he's got to fix. He's not running away from it. He answered all the questions about his, you know, in terms of mentally where he's at. He answered them all head on.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie to you, he sounded like a doctor the way he's broken it down. You can tell, you know, he spent a great deal of time in some therapy or whatever has been used to sort of address this anger issue, or he called it sort of a focus issue, not being distracted by the small things.
Yep.
You know, the mom that's giving him the heckling over the... Whatever it is, he feels like he's got a pretty good grasp, right, yep. analysis of what's happening to him. Let's just see if he can execute and kind of follow through mentally. He's saying all the right things, though, John, and you got to respect that. Here's the thing. Chandler Parsons, for the most part, would say the right things till he got on social media late at night, right? When it came to the media, he'd tell us all the right things. Oh, I'm trying my heart and all that. It's more about what you do as opposed to what you say, and certainly in this town it is.
Yeah, so you got to say, I mean, John Morant, again, maybe the competition is, and it's like it's Maccabi Haifa and a team from Australia, so it's hard to, like, it's hard to go nuts. Now, I don't think anybody's going nuts.
No, but, I mean, you acting like Jaren getting punched on was some kind of news.
Well, he did get punched on. I mean, that did happen. That definitely did happen.
Got dunked on for those of us. Those of you all did.
But, you know, life goes on, right? I mean, you know, life goes on. Maybe next time.
Dude, anybody that's going to jump and try to block as many shots as he is going to get dunked on. You already got dunked on by Ja in practice.
Bingo.
He's going to try to go get it. And it's no shame.
Oh, I'm not cutting Jaren, don't worry.
Because I'm telling you right now, he's going to be on SportsCenter a few times cuffing somebody's ball right at the rim as some guy coming in trying to dunk.
That's right. The reality is,
be scared.
When you protect the rim, that inevitably, like.
Who is my guy in New Jersey in Brooklyn that does it all the time? I said New Jersey, in Brooklyn. He blocks dunks. He got LeBron last year, but he, of course, as a result of that, he gets
Allen.
Dunked. It's Jared Allen. Yeah. He gets dunked on half the time as well.
I mean, LeBron got dunked on by this kid named Jordan Crawford, and he destroyed the video. You know, remember that? It was like during some Nike event.
Yeah, I remember.
And he got dunked on by a kid who went to Xavier, and he forced everybody who was there with a camera to delete the footage.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So some handle it better than others. That's the lesson.
Jaren will be fine. He's a big. He's supposed to block shots. He'll get dunked on occasionally.
But I do think, by the way, Jordan Crawford says Nike owes him $500. For that dunk on LeBron for some reason.
Random.
Yeah.
This was as
of this August. Oh, yeah, because Nike organizer said during that academy that any player that dunked on LeBron would get $500. So, I mean,
they still haven't paid up because they haven't come to terms that it really went down. Huh? They've been so interested in hiding that video.
I think the major sort of takeaway from the two games of preseason, though, again, are the Grizzlies going to be a playoff team? No. Are they going to be a particularly good team?
Will you
no.
stop with that and just say what you feel?
Well,
all that with all your caveats.
Well, it's just that the young players, you know, like the young players, the guys who are really truly the future of the franchise, and John Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr., like, have looked good. They've looked like capable pieces that you can build around going forward.
I love that Kyle Anderson is a I'll do whatever you guys need type guy. But I got to tell you what, man, these quotes after these preseason games where he's, man, I don't know. It's still feeling kind of bad. Like, is this not already getting kind of old? Like,
yes.
And it's not his fault, right? I know, you're late to the surgery. You want to do everything you can before you go use the knife, and it got put off. And so he's late catching up and getting back healthy. But look. We're talking about Grayson being honest about sort of what he's done.
Yeah.
Kyle being super honest about his health right now. But it is, man, I'll see if I can give it a go. Like, right. it's almost like he's the 13 to 14-year vet whose body's just deteriorating already. How old is he, John? He's still a pretty young man.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's almost like he's 25, 26.
Yeah.
And it's almost like, man, the 11, 12 seasons have been rough.
Well,
I don't know if he's going to warm up today.
Come on, Kyle.
Come home, brother.
He's not a 11, 12-year vet, but it feels like he has been in the league for a minute since 2014.
When you talked to him, he's talking about that broken-down body. I'm hoping the shoulder. I'm praying for his shoulder.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, but, man, he seems like the old man in the room talking about that old body, that old shoulder.
Could we be witnessing the final days of Dylan?
Was it 2 of 13?
Yeah.
Man, I hope not, because I had high hopes for him. But it's sure. Can he be that shooting guard for them? I have my questions at this point.
Yeah.
There was a time where I was, I'm not gonna lie to you, I was look wrong now doing it. But Kelly Oubre, no, keep him, no, don't trade him for Kelly Oubre. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now you'd say, my gosh, you'd have done that deal in a New York second.
Yeah.
If you could have gotten it right, could have gotten the names right. So yeah, I mean, because of that, and you see what Oubre's doing. And you see Dylan Brooks, who, again, durability's been the biggest – injuries have been the biggest issue.
Right.
He's got to show he can stay on the court and fill it up consistently, just being healthy. But, yeah, man, I mean, you know, you're looking for the positive signs, and going 2 of 13 is not one. So it's starting to get, yeah, where you're – maybe the doubt's starting to creep up a little bit more, John. Again, I don't know if he's at – I know the effort is there. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if he's athletic enough to be a starting two for this franchise. Again, that's a position, again, going forward – you know, you're going to need somebody big in that spot, and I'm not sure if he's got the feet big enough to fill it.
Yeah. So anyway, I think those are the big observations right now out of Grizzlies camp, right? Out of Grizzlies preseason, Ja and Jaren look good. They look like the two kind of guys you'd like to build around. Grayson Allen has helped himself a tremendous bit. You'd have to think. You know,
y'all got any more hope in Dylan Brooks than I do?
No. No.
Mine was up there at one point, but it certainly comes not the same field in the same way.
No.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to if I've missed anything. This preseason with him or this offseason, I wanted to see more. I wanted him to be a little bit further along.
So anyway, that's the book on the Memphis.
It's early stuff.
Was it Tyus start?
We have not mentioned him. He's looked good. Tyus has come out and looked very. I did it after their first game, but very under control again.
Oh, I like Tyus. I think he is what he is.
I like your point guard situation.
I think Tyus kind of is what he is. Like, he's a solid sort of, you know, he's a solid ball handler. Like, he's going to make good decisions. Like, he's, you know, like, but that's who he is. You know, like, he's not an all-star. Like, he just is what he is.
Right.
The Richard Sherman, we talked about this a little bit yesterday.
Oh, we probably need to clear this up.
Yeah. Richard Sherman.
What is he doing?
There was a handshake gate. He basically said that Baker Mayfield snubbed him before Monday Night Football. And then footage emerged of Baker Mayfield very clearly not snubbing him before Monday Night Football.
Well, what are we doing in 2019?
Fake news, Richard.
Do we think that any part of that NFL stadium that's not the locker rooms and down underneath and the bowels of the stadium is not going to be filmed at this point in this day and age, that there's not a camera on everything now?
Yeah, that was a dick move.
How could you just all out lie like that and basically throw the guy under the bus, say, you're going to teach him to respect the game?
No doubt.
Tell the entire NFL he doesn't respect the game, basically, and lie about the dude checking your – I mean, that's pretty whack, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I agree. I think it's a dick move by Richard Sherman to do that for sure. And he said on a podcast with Pat McAfee, it's definitely my bad. I never want anybody to have to deal with some stuff that they didn't do. And so, you know, the questions that he's going to get and the annoying nonsense questions about some stuff that's already happened in a game that's been done, you know, sure, he'll get an apology for that. I'll probably reach out to him via text or social media to actually get a hold of him and talk to him on the phone. He definitely deserves an apology, and that's my bad. On that, sometimes you remember things a little differently than it happened. Obviously, it still motivated me the same way. Now, I think you can misremember like things that are said.
Can we say that's a terrible apology for Richard Sherman? That's awful.
Yeah.
First, you need to say, did you misremember it? Right? Did you try to throw? You know, give me a little bit more on the explanation. This whole you're filling up with my bad is pretty weak.
Right.
Again, because this dude's already going through it. He's got a reputation as it is. They're struggling.
Yes.
You're just trying to build on to with a reputation with some fake news.
Fake news.
I mean, we
Nick.
Got it on camera. The guy's shaking your hand and you're trying to say this guy's work. Come on.
Yes.
I mean, what's the point?
No, this is karma. And it will come back for the 49ers. They will be exposed this weekend against the Rams.
There was a time when Richard Sherman didn't need to do this. He didn't need to do this kind of thing.
Right. But, you know, I guess because the Browns are, like, in a bit of a downward spiral and the 49ers were undefeated, that he had to find some kind of cheesy way to, like, fire himself up. And so this is what he decided.
No, keep it real like
himself.
Nick Bosa did. He's still motivated by what Baker did to him at Ohio. Keep it real, though.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to lie about this. And, yeah, it's a bad look. We're sitting up here saying, because you want to take Richard Sherman's word for it. Why would he lie about this?
I think you can misremember things that people say. I think it's easy.
You can't misremember a guy not shaking your hand.
I agree.
And you're trying to add to what's up.
Yeah, like, I think you can, like, if somebody, you know, says something and you can take it out of context and then years go by and you can misremember what was said or how it was said, whatever. I think it's pretty hard to misremember something that just happened and being snubbed for a handshake. You know, like, You don't make those things up to me. Like you just, have you ever been snubbed in your life?
Have I been snubbed?
Yeah, like have you ever been like gone up for a handshake with somebody, tried to get an autograph and then like you didn't get it?
Man, I got snubbed by Lionel Hollins every time I saw him.
Oh, see, and like you there's no misremembering that, right? Like that happened.
Yeah.
He rolled the window down, waved at you, drove off.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you went to talk to him, but he didn't have time for you, did he?
Yeah, but you only like talking about my snubs. How about yours? How about when White Station said, don't come here no more?
But I'm coming back.
Okay. I forget where it's at now, okay?
Yeah.
How about then? You got cut off from home.
Because
couldn't even come home.
But Tara Wilson misremembered who had offered him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
How about some other John Martin snubs?
Not many, man.
I know because you're so special.
Not many.
I know it.
Not many.
You can only come up with Jason's. It's amazing.
But I'm at least glad that Rich Sherman acknowledges. I think it's big enough for him to acknowledge publicly that he lied.
No, it's not big of him because you didn't get a true, genuine apology. All you got was a bunch of my bads. And I still played great, didn't I?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Come on, bro.
Well, maybe.
Like, be real. You lied about it. Face up to it. Own it. Own it for real, like 100% own it, and move on.
Maybe it'll be more sincere on the phone with Baker. Who knows? All right, we will come back. Anthony Sain is going to join us. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies, his thoughts on the preseason, and more. Jason and John, 93 FM, ESPN.
Radio.com Cash is coming up at 2 p.m. Get the code, and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
It's hot outside, but there is something that's hotter than the temperatures these days, and you guessed it. It's the deals at James Davis. This is Gary Parish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. But you need to understand, they have so much more than suits. They have 5 pocket pants in every fabric and fit. And good news, the brand new Stant Custom Fit fabrics for fall have arrived. I know you've heard me talk about these Stant Custom Fit dress shirts before, but it's worth repeating. You get 3 measurements. Take it at James Davis in 10 minutes later, you're going to have a custom fit shirt ordered. It'll be ready in just 9 days. They start at only $98. Trust me when I tell you, once you get Stant Custom Fit shirts, you'll never buy off the rack again. Paul Bettany suits are still 2 for only $7.95 at James Davis. So if you got a wedding party, don't rent tuxedos. That's a waste. Get suits for your groomsmen, suits that fit perfectly and can be used again. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
As someone who's been through a divorce, I know how emotional the process can be, and I know some lawyers just want a more expensive fight. So let me tell you about Justin Thomas and the lawyers of Thomas White and Gill. It's not one of those big national firms. Justin is a former first baseman for the U of M who won't back down, but understands that slash-and-burn lawyering isn't always the best way to produce the result or the bill that anyone wants. Thomas White and Gill has male and female partners and a range of billing rates. It is experts in divorce, custody, adoption, and wills and estates. To contact Justin or to see what the firm has to offer, go to memphisfamilylaw.com.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
Hey, I'm Archie, a Pep Boys service tech. You know, wet leaves and slick roads can cause your tires to slip, so you need tread with good grip. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month at Pep Boys and get quality tires with good traction.
Now at Pep Boys, buy 3 Kumho KU22 tires, get the 4th free, and $50 back by manufacturer mail-in rebate. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card, now through October 20th. 4 tire installation required. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at pepboys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky swear.
If you like pina coladas, get
spilled your pina colada? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. So you can get back to getting caught in the rain.
Like
Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Came a boss, dose rolling, holy moly, no days off. Pirates cook it up like Kyrie, trade you off. Let's go. Green and white like Celtics, don't play with me, play with a foul. I'm superior, I'm imperial, I ain't feeling you. I can eat me up by a brick. I got bare buns on my wrist. Blow your college fund. Hold my.
Anthony Sang covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer. He joins us every single Wednesday. He joins us now. Like, oh.
Now it's Anthony Sane. Anthony Sane covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer and is co-host of the Outsiders podcast on 92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show.
Sane, what it do?
Man, what it do, John? What's going on, bro?
Everything is good here.
I got something for you, man.
The shit. What? For me?
I'll go ahead and do your introduction. Whatever you got.
No, I already did it. You're good. What's up? What do you have for me? This for me?
Yeah, it's for you. We talking Grayson Allen off top, bro.
Okay, let's go. You ain't seen me tweet nothing about him.
We talking Grayson off top.
He trying to stay calm because Grayson been so good.
Yeah, man. Knowing he's super hype over there. Knowing he on 10 over there.
First of all, they played Maccabi Haifa in a team from Australia.
John.
Okay.
Now is the time for you to backpedal.
No.
And show your true white boy love for Grayson Allen before it comes all weird. But just go ahead. Nobody's really paying attention now, so go ahead and change your stance, man.
I would love that.
Okay.
I would love to be able to do that and embrace Grayson the same way that I've embraced other white players in the past. However, I don't feel that.
John, I'm inviting you to do it now. Before
I don't know if it's because he went to Duke. And I think that might be a very large part of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know.
So you don't like J.J. Redick either?
I like JJ. Like JJ. He's cool, man. But I don't know if brothers go through this as much. But even though I know Jason feels like all white people love each other, right? Like, because I've heard him say that. Like, he's showing me this.
I showed you the Eddie Murphy skit from Saturday Night Live.
But within white race, the white race, there are still cliques, right? There are still categories that you fall into.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I can't get down with certain white people. And Grayson Allen may be one of them.
Okay. I'll take it. But it's going to be, once it's too late, bro, I'm going to tell you it's too late to jump on the bandwagon.
I understand
we'll
that.
We'll call you out.
I hope he does well.
If you looked at the pictures of us interviewing Grayson at Media Day, you'll see that John Mills, one of our fine producers, had his hand up under his chin.
You can see that love you're talking about.
Giddy.
You can see it with him. And then if you looked at John Martin, he's coming around.
Yeah,
you can see it in the face. I looked very skeptical. I looked like, are you? You know, I want to see you do it, Grace. But John looked like it could get to an Austin Nichols level. And so if this guy keeps shooting 50% from three, it will.
Yeah, and blocking shots.
Oh, watch, hold on, man. See if John shakes over there when I say Grayson Allen 6 of 12 from three in the two game.
That's John Mills.
There's that what you're talking about.
Oh man, he been locked in.
Grayson had Mills wrapped around his finger, baby.
He was projecting himself on the court.
Like, why did he have his hand under his chin?
If he keeps going, you know, 6 of 12 type stuff from three over two games. Mm-hmm. John Martin it'll be coming.
I know it's coming.
The fingers and everything will be shaking.
All right, let's turn the attention off of John Martin for 1 second. How could Jason have handled his disastrous evening differently, Anthony?
You were up in there, weren't you?
I was in there.
Game.
I was upset
you didn't have time
hearing
to mess with me.
Yeah, I was upset hearing your situation. I wish you had called me and told me.
You and Gabe ever been in a situation like that where you get there and you told Gabe, hey, we're going to the big game. You get dressed up and ready, and Gabe's ready, and you don't get in.
Man, I ain't paid for a Grizzly game in 15 years. Like, no joke.
15 years.
Like, because when I was
He must have one of them stars like John that says special.
Well, and you could have got in through media, too.
Apparently, everybody has a star except you.
Media's not going to let a kid in.
No,
those rules have been changed.
That would have gotten you started, though. I mean, you get over the media.
It could have got you in the door while you're figuring things out.
Yeah, well, so they're going to turn you around with a five-year-old?
You're telling me you've taken your son down there a million times for free?
No, listen. Well, first of all, the reason why I haven't paid in 15 years, I used to work for a nonprofit. So we applied for the Grizzlies Tickets for Kids program.
Okay.
We got kids tickets to every game.
I didn't know that.
So before I even started working in media, I never played for games. All right, number two, I have brought Gabe with me to a game as media. I didn't stay long, but I brought them. I didn't ask for permission.
They let you sit in media seat and all that?
I just did.
Man, I thought those rules were, oh, you just did it.
I just did it.
I don't think they frown upon it. But
I thought my dad actually killed that when bringing me around those events. Gabe, and they said, no more, less
Smith.
You can't
bring your... Gabe is an aspiring journalist.
Right, exactly.
He's my
cameraman. But no, in your particular case, I would have... me personally, I would have called, you know, Jason Wallace or Pugs or somebody like, hey, Pugs, again, I got a situation going on my ticket.
You have pool.
Right. I would have said, let me come in for a minute with my son. You know, let me figure this out. And then once I get my ticket situated, I would have got in. But I got some of the backdoor methods. Once I got in with the immediate seat, I would have made some phone calls. And I've been sitting.
I didn't have enough hustler in me. I had too much frustration.
I wish you had called me, bro. We could have made something happen, bro. Because I could have got you.
Which one did you like more, and have you liked more? The 17 rebounds for Jared in two games or the 17 assists for Ja in two games?
The 17.
Which one's more important?
The 17 assists for Ja, because I think Ja actually is coming in looking like an NBA-ready point guard already. And I think any sign of him doing that is definitely a good thing. And his moxie on the court, bro, is insane. Like, I've never seen anybody play for the Grizzlies have that type of moxie and ability on the court. As far as, you know, just pure basketball goes. Of course, Tony did the things he did. But as far as, like, a guy who you're expecting to be an offensive load, like, if you look at Ja, bro, he's celebrating after everything he does. He's like, he threw a no-look pass and he threw the vision goggles up. I was like, yeah, bro, this is what I want to see in Memphis. This is the type of player I want to see. I think that Jaren's thing was just natural progression for a rookie big. And Jaren's really trying to figure out what he is as far as, he's a guy in college who wasn't used offensively at all. People just thought he'd be a guy that just played defense. And then the Grizzlies started doing little things with him. Coach Jenkins is trying to pull even more out of Jaren. And I think being a guy who's young like that, you knew the rebounding was coming. But to see Ja already coming in and having that type of court vision and confidence on the court already is definitely fine.
No, I mean, it's just natural for him. You know, and I think that's, like, especially with a point guard. Now, again, like, let's kind of pump the brakes a little bit. These are two teams that are not even in the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
Like, by definition, not in the Grizzlies league, right? Mm-hmm. So it's, like, it's important, I think, keep it in perspective. But, you know, I mean, there will be struggles at some point throughout the year. But, like, he looks like he's going to be very, very good and very early on.
I would have loved to see what he would have looked like in summer league. He probably would look ridiculous in summer league.
What about Dylan Brooks?
I've never been super high on Dylan. I like Dylan as far as being a guy who I thought could, because I like villains. I like guys other teams hate. So I thought Dylan could be that type of guy who could, you know, play hard defense.
Yeah, the effort level is always there.
Yeah, probably kind of, you know, hedge the rules a little bit as far as things he does on the court, get under guys' skin, you know, knock down corner threes. But I don't know if he's trying too hard. This is a contract year for him. And he hasn't really had a chance to really prove himself. Got a new coach, and he's probably trying to find his way within the organization and within the team.
He even mentioned that, right? I wonder if he's putting too much pressure on himself.
It's just like he's just trying too hard. He's not passing the ball. Mm-hmm. He's jacking up every – he gets the ball, he's just going
it's
straight.
Like, I got to hit this one.
Yeah, and he's just not that guy. Like, that's not his skill set. And I think he's just trying to, earn his spot, earn his niche within – I think he wants to be – that third guy connected to Jaren and Ja, and I just think he's just
not
trying
yet. The connection's not there. Yeah. I know we joke about Grayson, but have you been?
Yeah, man. Like I had to my co-host
you
of my
like
podcast.
What you see?
Yeah, Cam Rose, the co-host of my podcast. He's been on Grayson like since day one. Like saying that's gonna be the starting shooting guard. That's gonna be the starting shooting guard. Like, bro, you lost your mind. He compares him to Sasha Vujacic, used to play for the Lakers. That's who he sees him being. He doesn't like the J.J. Redick come, but he said he thinks he could be just a Sasha Vujacic guy, can hit threes, pesky on defense, get under people's skin.
Can he be decent enough on the defensive end to do that,
He was out there blocking shots yesterday. I know,
but to John's point on this one, big difference between NBA guys that you're blocking shots and these here, but I've liked what I've seen so far, and he knows it too.
And Coach Jenkins is more of a team defense-oriented type of guy anyway, so, you know, when you got guys like, you know, Jaren under
some shot blockers.
Longer. I think he's a guy who can definitely get in and play a role and, you know, be where he needs to be on the court on defense.
Look at that. Grayson Allen going to win Sane over.
Yeah, he got me run over because I had a story in the chamber, like, get Grayson Allen out of here. You know what I mean? I had one just waiting for his next thing to happen. And, he's totally won me over.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Anthony Sane, covers the Memphis Grizzlies for the Memphis Flyer. Any thoughts at all on Jaren Jackson getting dunked on?
Yeah, it happens, man. I mean, you know,
tell this
you look
man
at,
that happens in this league.
Well, dude, I mean, I know that people get dunked on, dude. Like, come on. No,
especially shot blockers.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's like I'm like 5 years old. You have to explain to me that people get dunked
on. Like, it's shameful.
I'm not
like,
saying it's shameful. I'm just, it just happened.
We live in the meme culture and, you know, the highlight culture. And
you're exactly right.
If you think back, two of the greatest defenders of all time, Patrick Ewing and Dikembe Mutombo, were known for getting dunked
on.
Yeah, you're like some of the most famous highlights ever. Like, Penny Hardaway was on the cover of Sports Illustrated dunking on Patrick Ewing. But Patrick Ewing also was one of the best defenders of all time. You know, the Dikembe Mutombo, the finger wagging, constantly getting yammed up. Mm-hmm. But he was still one of the best defenders ever. And I'm just glad that Jaren is cut from a different cloth because a lot of these kids nowadays are running from getting dunked on.
Right.
So.
I'd rather have him jump in and try on every one of them. Yeah. Anything you've been able to draw, and I know it's early, we do the caveat, you know, look at who you're playing. Mm-hmm. But from Taylor Jenkins, his style, looks like he's giving everybody the green light on these threes just like he said he mm-hmm. would. Have you enjoyed what you've seen there and anything that you've noticed?
I like what he's doing with Bruno Caboclo, playing him as a backup five.
The backup five,
He's always been a guy who's, you know, been a 3-4.
Trying to unlock him
right.
and figure out.
And it seems like he's trying to use him as a 4-5, which mm-hmm. has been fine. Because if you look at a guy like Avan Rabb, who's also on the team, him and Avan are probably the same height. And Rabb is much more athletic. He's faster. And he's just got more tools, even as a shot blocker, than Avan Rabb has. So.
Caboclo is than Avan Rabb.
Yeah. It just makes sense to put him at the five. I think it's one of those things where you wonder why hasn't anyone ever tried it before with him. Everyone's tried to make him this KD, Giannis type player, and that's clearly not who he is.
Do not see that.
Yeah, but I think playing him at the five has been a good thing for him. I like the spacing that the Grizzlies use. I like the pace, the tempo they're using. You know, and if you can get guys to knock down threes and when they're playing actual rotation minutes, knowing when they come in, when they mm-hmm. come out, knowing where they have to be, I think, you know, his system will look better. You still have to see what looks like with JV, though. That's the thing. We haven't seen Valanciunas at all.
Right.
In the preseason, so that's the big question marks.
What's it look like with him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So you were over at Pro Day as well. You shot over to the University of Memphis for the
shout out to Tony Matlaw's hair.
Man, it looks good, doesn't it? Yeah, it deserves a shout out. That's its own heartbeat. It is healthy.
Yep. He made me grease up the curls a little bit more, man.
Man, even Penny Hardaway, John said, I'm jealous. So,
yeah, man.
Are you really? I mean, Penny's got a pretty good, but. That's how good Tony Matlock's hair is, John.
Yeah, no, I agree. It is definitely good. It is definitely
good hair.
I just couldn't move past that whole. Couldn't move past his hair.
You and I had the same observation.
So you guys were while everybody else
we were
in
literally
the building,
saying I literally admiring Tony Matlock's hair while y'all were all watching James.
It's black men that are either in their 40s or close approaching 40 like me next month.
So did you see anything other than Tony Matlock's waves at the at the protest?
It's unbelievable.
I saw James Wiseman look incredibly athletic for his height.
Yep, he did.
I was surprised by. I knew Boogie had athleticism, but that he can really get up. What else did I notice? Isaiah Stokes might have the biggest shoe I've ever seen up close.
He's a big man.
Like, his feet are huge. His brother's feet were huge like that, too. But, he's a big kid, period. And, like, to all the people who, like, don't understand why Penny has a guy like that on his team, it's never anything wrong to have a guy who you know is in your corner, who's also the biggest dude in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
If that takes burning a scholarship, having a guy who, you know, okay, if push comes to shove, I'll break your face if Penny needs me to.
No doubt. I mean, I think that
that's a guy you need in your locker room.
Yeah,
that's a guy that you need.
And the word on him, at least the last time I checked into it, was that, you know.
I think he's going to be eligible.
Yeah, because if you don't have a scholarship to go back to, the rule now is if you don't have a scholarship to go back to, you know, all you need basically is a letter from the AD of that school vouching for that. And unless it ends bitterly and unless it's like just a really messy and ugly divorce, there's really no reason that an athletic director would try to keep a kid from playing somewhere else if they're not on the schedule, right? So it's no harm, you know, to the AD or to Florida to write that letter. So I'm assuming they're going to have him available, especially, you know, Malcolm Dandridge, it doesn't look like is going to be – maybe he is, but he wasn't going through any of the workouts right at Pro Day. So, you know, he helps you with depth. But I think with James, you know, when we were talking to Matt Babcock about this too, it's just the – it just strikes you, man, just how big he is and, like, how fast he moves and how high he, like.
Yeah, because
like
when he was doing those defensive drills around the cones, I was like, that kid is moving.
So it's the same thing.
Yeah, he's moving. And what's the guy's name? I keep forgetting his name. The backup, he was a transfer last year. Tall kid.
Lance Thomas.
Oh, Lance.
Lance Thomas.
Yeah.
Like, that dude's legs are, like, 6'3". Like, dude is long.
Lance's legs are long.
He's athletic, too. Like, he's got left-to-right quickness. Like, it's pretty good. That team could be scary, for real.
I know you obviously cover the Grizzlies, but, you know, you follow the Tigers as well.
Yeah, Memphis, man.
I mean, so at the end of the day, like, what do you want to see, You know, and what are you, I guess what are you willing to accept and be happy with in terms of performance this year from them?
A team that's playing together got good chemistry, because if they're playing together, then they have good chemistry and they're doing what Penny says and they're playing up to their capabilities. I mean, the sky's the limit for them. You can Final Four, championship, any of those things can happen if their chemistry is on point. But if you got guys who are playing for themselves and trying to get to the league and all those type of things, it's not going to work. They have to take the mindset that if we're good, I'm going to be good. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's not going to be all of us getting ours, so that makes us a good team. It's going to have to be me playing my part for us to be a good team, which is going to get – because that type of thing can have 4 or 5 guys going to the NBA.
Right. Yep.
If you're that good of a team, because right. You'll have guys like that. You know, Anthony Davis made a lot of guys rich in the NBA mm-hmm. from that class. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist
yes,
went second.
Did.
I think Marcus Teague went – he got drafted and didn't stick on the NBA at all. If you're that good of a team, everything else will take care of itself.
Why you got Michael J. Fox from Teen Wolf on your NBA conspiracy tweet?
All right, well, I'm switching things up again this week as far as what I'm talking about. I didn't go to church again this Sunday, but I did get to have a church experience on Saturday night with you at 901 Wrestling.
Was that David? There was a little bit of church.
It was a church
there,
experience, yeah. We were at the Rec Room Saturday night, so I did get some church in. There was a tag team that debuted called the Wise Church, who had a church gimmick.
I'm their number one fan.
Yeah, they literally had me in tears. And the fact that Jason was there for the gospel tag team was
hilarious.
How was he? Hilarious.
He wasn't in the promo. Come on, we gotta
no,
get Jason.
No, we had no clue it was
they
going.
They didn't know I was there
yeah,
too.
And we had no clue that this tag team was this church tag team. So I didn't go to church Sunday, but I do feel like I don't
got
feel as bad.
In you.
I don't feel as bad because I did see Wise Church, the tag team, at 901 Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to the people over there for that. All right, so I do have a conspiracy this week, and it's not really even an NBA conspiracy, honestly.
Oh, okay.
But it is basketball related, so we're going to use this one. This isn't even an original conspiracy. This is one that I shared with ESPN's own Amin El Hassan.
Oh, really?
Something that he talked about a couple years ago, and I've looked deeper into it, and I swear by this theory as well. This is another one that I 100% believe in. The movie Teen Wolf is about a young man that was played by Michael J. Fox, who's a teenager at a pretty much all-white high school. Seems to be like an upper-middle-class kid going to this school.
Yeah.
And
work at the tool shop of his hardware store, right?
Right, and he was working for his dad. And
I haven't seen that movie so long.
It's one of the best movies of all time, especially.
I don't know about all that.
But if you go back and look at it, it's still good. Like, okay. It's one of those movies that's still, you know, to this day,
still
if
timely,
you watch it,
still
it's,
watching,
it's
okay.
still, you know,
timeless,
still a,
huh?
timeless movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So in the movie, Michael J. Fox is having some issues going on that he thinks might be puberty or something, whatever, late puberty or something, because he's a pretty awkward kid. And then he turns out that he's a werewolf. And mm-hmm. he becomes this super cool dude who can all of a sudden play basketball very good. All the girls at school like him. Then it comes with some bad stuff, too, because people start coming against him. He doesn't really fit in, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, that's a great breakdown of an old movie.
Right. Great movie as well. And they also had Teen Wolf 2.
We are wondering where the conspiracy goes. Right.
The conspiracy
yeah.
goes
Don't give
here.
Away the plot.
If you look at the movie Teen Wolf, everyone thinks that the movie is about a teenage boy that's becoming a werewolf. And I come here today to present the theory that the character that Michael J. Fox played in Teen Wolf was not, that was just strictly a metaphor. That was a symbol. I come to you today, great timing on the music, Brad. I come to you today to say that Michael J. Fox actually was becoming a black man on the movie Teen Wolf. And I present supporting information for that now.
Wow.
It was a metaphor about whoever made the movie. I haven't looked into who made the movie, but I have supporting evidence for why that movie was about him actually turning into a black basketball player.
Oh, a white man turning into...
Not literally. It was basically saying, what if a black kid popped up in this all-white school, mm-hmm. what would it look like?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you think? Oh, okay. So
it was a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
It yeah, wasn't really
a metaphor for life.
Right.
I see where
so
you're going.
It wasn't really about him being a werewolf. It was about him being black.
All right, so this is different than Juana Man.
Yes. So in the movie,
different. Much different.
Okay.
Michael J. Fox played a kid that was on the basketball team and he wasn't good.
Right.
All of a sudden, after he becomes a werewolf,
Very
he becomes
skilled.
The star player.
Very skilled, mm-hmm. like Harry Ja Morant.
Right. Super athletic.
Too.
He could run and jump. He could get the girls. Well, hold on, we're going to get to that part.
Oh.
Don't jump the gun on him.
Okay.
He was not only a basketball player, but he was one of those basketball players that kind of played for himself. He was very selfish. He was super athletic.
Oh, I remember his teammates
but
not
the teammates
liking
didn't
it after
like
a while.
No matter,
yeah.
regardless of how good he was,
shine.
It was like he's getting too much shine. Mm-hmm. He's not good. They didn't win the championship until he started playing team ball.
He had to pass.
Or playing within the system.
I remember this,
right, which
this
is often,
old movie well.
Right, which is often what people have said about great black basketball players over time, that they have issues playing in the team system. All right.
You realize most of the league is black.
Hold on. Not only did he obtain basketball skill, he also, out of nowhere, gained the ability to be able to dance.
I did not remember. was it a prom or something?
He became a dancer. Yes, yeah. He was like the best dancer at the prom.
He got some rhythm.
Right, he got rhythm. He got cool. Hold on.
Well, white people, some of us have that.
Okay,
well,
not me.
Werewolves don't.
Right,
that's
werewolves
what we know.
Don't. That's not a trait of being
black
a werewolf.
Folks do. Right, see, that's not a trait of being a werewolf. There with
all
that, John?
Right.
Man,
so,
Sane might actually be on to something.
All the girls, we don't know werewolves don't have rhythm.
All the girls at the school started liking them, namely the white girls.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. And also, the guys at the school didn't want any part of the girls liking him. They started coming at him, and they egged him on at the dance, and he wanted to fight him. And when he gave a natural reaction of wanting to fight back, he became
the angry werewolf
that they had to deal with. Like, mm-hmm. They said, oh, he's an issue. Like, look how he's responding to anger. Look how mm-hmm. he's getting triggered by the stress or whatever.
So that's really about a black man.
It's about a black man.
It's a struggle
if you dropped a black man in a white school. All right, hold on. So then there was a scene where he was acting, where they want him to play a part in the play. What was the play about? Slavery.
And are he was, you serious?
Yes.
I don't remember. I remember it
yes.
being in
the... And I watched it this morning just to confirm it. All right. After the slavery scene was over, the white girl that he played the scene with was extremely attracted to him. After the scene, he played the wolf in the scene.
Yeah, he was the wolf.
As soon as the scene was over, he was back then being the regular guy. And she asked, what happened to the wolf? And she said, because there's things about... he said, well, the wolf has to be brought out. She said, well, I want to see the wolf. And then the scene fades to black, and he starts howling, and this implies that he had sex. It also implies that he had a bigger sex organ than he had before he became.
You have dug right. deep here.
Hold on, Brian. Dug real deep.
I don't think that the people who made this movie have put this much thought into this
movie. I believe
that
they did, and I believe if you watch the movie and you sub werewolf out and put black guy in, mm-hmm. and you watch the movie like that, everything that I'm saying will make exact sense. And that is the presentation I have today, that the movie
That's
Teen Wolf.
So,
not
like,
about
so sum it up. Yeah, like if you had a one sentence, Teen Wolf is what? What is it about?
It's a metaphor about being black in America.
I see it. I can see it.
Go
now.
Back and watch it right now today, and you'll see Sane's making $1
million.
Now,
was the director black?
I don't know.
Okay, because like you wouldn't want a movie about being black in America to be directed by a white man, right?
It's not like it'd be the first time that someone has made a movie empathizing with another race or empathizing with another situation.
It was directed by Rod Daniel.
I'm sure that's a white guy.
Mm-hmm.
Go watch the movie, yo. If y'all don't argue with me, just go watch the movie and tell me you don't think it's about the guy being black. Because, like I said, the traits that he got once he became a werewolf mm-hmm. were all black mm-hmm. people traits.
Yeah, Rod Daniel is white and from Nashville and no longer with us.
He's super white.
He probably came through Memphis and was like, okay, let me make a movie about black people.
I have to say, it started out, I didn't know where you were going, but you brought
watch it
home.
Brother.
You it's brought it home and you made us think.
Go watch the movie right now.
Well, that's the idea, right? Mm-hmm. That is the idea. Mission accomplished. Anthony, I always appreciate it, man.
Oh, yeah.
He is on Twitter at Sane Asylum. We will come back, wrap this thing up. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. One of the most common and life-altering injuries that we see after a car crash is a herniated disc. Often it causes a lifetime of care, injections, and surgeries. A life where the most simple enjoyments become painful struggles. But insurance companies often refuse to pay for these injuries. They say disc herniation is no big deal, but we know the truth. We know how life-altering a disc herniation can be. We've won millions of dollars for clients with disc herniation because we know how devastating these injuries really are. If you have a herniated disc after a car crash, call us. You can reach us by dialing pound law on your cell phone. That's #529. Pound law, that's all. It's easy to remember and even easier to get in touch with us. If you're injured in a car crash or at work, call us. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com.
Here's an equation you're really going to like. It all adds up to big savings. So let's do the math. Now you can get Xfinity Internet and Xfinity Mobile each for $30 a month. That equals awesome Wi-Fi from America's best internet provider and the best LTE on the go. It's the ultimate coverage solution, and it's all in the numbers. You can save up to $800 a year on your wireless bill with Xfinity Mobile. And until October 27th, you could even get $250 back. When you purchase an eligible smartphone, it is basically the perfect equation. Xfinity makes saving simple, easy, awesome. Don't miss out on Xfinity Internet and mobile, each for $30 a month. You'll get Internet now with up to 100 megabits per second download speed for 12 months with a one-year agreement, and Xfinity Mobile with 3 gigabytes of shared wireless data. Go to Xfinity.com/savebig, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. It requires EcoBill and AutoPay. Internet offer ends 10/27/19. New performance Internet customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Mobile saving compares to Verizon and AT&T plans. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
There's a chance your local Geico agent owns the same designer dog breed as you.
Wait, you own a Chihuahua too?
Half bulldog, half Chihuahua, 100% lovable? Oh yeah.
So many wrinkles, such a tiny face.
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need a chic, wrinkle-faced pup to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Thinking about selling your home but don't want the stress of getting it ready for market? Email your home address to investor@livelovememphis.com for a free analysis, no obligation, no hassle, just an offer. Sell your home for cash today. investor@livelovememphis.com.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of 2 tickets to Super Bowl 54 and $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. No win to stop before you start. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4720. FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing, with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
F45 Germantown is where I work out. It's where you should work out, too. It's where Brad Carson works out. It's fun. That's the first thing. It's fun, but it's also challenging. You know, for me, I would fall into a routine with my gym workouts. I'd go somewhere for a month. I'd kind of like it, but then I'd get bored because it all kind of started to feel the same, and I hit a plateau. And with F45 Germantown, you don't have to worry about that because every single workout is different. Every day is different. They mix it up. So on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you're going to be doing cardio. On Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, you're going to be doing strength. And then on Saturday, it's a hybrid class. So every day is different. They're all challenging, but they're all fun. And trust me, you are going to get the results. I've been going for about 6 to 8 months now, and I'm down 10 to 12 pounds. Like, I just feel better. I look better. You're going to get results at F45 Germantown. Trust me when I tell you. Also, no treadmills. There are no treadmills. It's all high-intensity interval training. It's different. It's fun. and you're going to get results. And right now, they're about to have their next eight-week challenge going on. All you got to do to get started is text the word FREE to 901-421-6087. Their last challenge, they had a guy gain 3.3 pounds of muscle. Another had a 28% change in body fat percentage, and another lost 31 pounds. So you're going to get results. What are you waiting for? It's free to sign up for the challenge. You could also try out F45 Germantown for a week for free by texting the word FREE to 901-421-6087. That's FREE to 901-421-6087.
Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed. Proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
The Live Love Memphis Group, looking to buy or sell your home, that's who you should be going with. Why? Because they are the elite team. They are the best team in Memphis. That's what Lewis did. Lewis got with the Live Love Memphis Group. Didn't know if it was time, if the market was right, if the time was right to sell his home. Asked the Live Love Memphis Group what they thought. They gave him some information, and he liked that information. He listed his home with them on a Monday. It was under contract for list price by the next day.
That's right. Fast is the key word. Live Love got my home sold fast. They got Lewis's sold fast. Just about everybody they've worked with. That's been the story. And it's certainly been a story of success. Forget the speed, right? Just get that thing sold. All right, and get it sold as quickly as possible. Give them a call. 901-685-6000. Again, that number, 685-6000. You want to ask for Jennifer Carstensen, and you'll be on your way to having that home sold as well. You've had a home that's been on the market for weeks or, God forbid, for months. You're with the wrong group. Get with the right one. It's the Live Love Memphis group. You can check them out at livelovememphis.com.
If you 1 to 10, how would you rate Anthony Sain's latest conspiracy theory that Teen Wolf was not about werewolves, but it was about being black in America?
Started out in a stretch. But yeah. I think I started to believe there at the end. We'll get it up over a 5, put it at a 6.
Okay, we'll give it a 6. Brad wanted to read a dissertation about it.
Well, it's probably because I love that movie, and so I've watched it a lot.
I haven't watched it in a long time, but I did watch it a lot then.
And it brought a lot of back nostalgic memories. Okay. Then I put myself in Anthony's shoes, and I thought, you know, maybe it is a metaphor.
He's not the only one. Amin El-Hassan introduced this, I think, originally, and it's a thing.
A lot of those 80s movies kind of did that stuff, so... Anyway,
I don't know, with a white director from Nashville, if that's
probably
that's
the part
that's
where
what
I was
he
like,
was shooting for.
Right,
you know?
Right. You know, it's
our story.
Yeah. Right.
I'm not sure.
I agree.
Okay.
It is a stretch. Mm-hmm. It is a stretch to think that that a white director from Nashville would have tried to make a movie about that. But I guess, Jason, crazier things have happened in this world.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to do it for us today. As always, the show is presented to you by The Wing Guru. Stop by if you are hungry. Thanks to our guests who joined us today, Mark Giannotto, Matt Babcock, and Anthony Sain. Giannotto and Jeffrey, you're up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John, and we're gone.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office, and I don't have a website because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
Get your gun, Nellie, and saddle up Penelope as Western Trading Days at Sunrise Buick GMC. Old-time trading prices on over 700 new Buicks and GMC trucks, and the Sunrise Used Car Corral has over 500 in stock. Branch managers have been told to cut prices to the bone, and remember, you can bring your car to Sunrise Service no matter where you bought it. If you're a good person with bad credit, SunriseMemphis.com will help you put one of your brand on these little fillies. Free hot dogs and Cokes at the Chuck Wagon, Western Trading Days, going on now at all 3 Sunrise locations. We make it fun to buy a car again.
Join Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica this October 26th at the Spooktacular Party. Enjoy a DJ, dance floor, and costume contest with a chance to win $5,000 cash. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
As a bald man, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Restaurants are kind of like sports teams. You have your minor leagues all the way up to the professionals. If you're looking to move your palate up to the next level, stop by South of Beale. Start off with a delicious salad you won't find anywhere else. You'll become a lifetime fan of South of Beale's world-class kitchen, featuring incredible entrees like the pan-seared salmon or steak and mac. South of Beale is where the who's who of Memphis go to eat, drink, and feel like an all-star. Step on up to the plate of Big League Diamond. South of Beale, 361 South Main in Memphis.
Hey, I'm Shayna, Pep Boy Service Tech. Fall is a dangerous driving season. With wet leaves, shorter days, and out-of-town drivers, you really need reliable brakes. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month with Pep Boys and our AS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.